590 WKZO, it is 407. And you know what? Check out the temperature outside. We're talking about 84 degrees, sunshine out there, beautiful day, and we're glad that you could be a part of the day with us here. Jeremy Lawrence Show, hour number two. And, yeah, it's been kind of an unusual day in that I've actually found myself agreeing with the president today. Yesterday, if you read my blog piece, I actually found myself in agreement with Hillary Clinton. I don't know what's happening.
What's going on this week?
It's if you know me well, you're already going, man, am I glad I was sitting down for that one. Woo! But you know what? It's for good reasons. I was agreeing with the president, his comments about the video that we've all seen. One of the additional things he talked about in his comments is that no God would support what these people are doing. And I paraphrase, but that's one of the things he says, and I think very true. Regardless, I don't think there's a religion out there. No God would stand for that. And, you know, I know just from conversations that I've had over the years with people that I know that are Muslim, they have said flat out, you know what, these people doing this stuff embarrasses me. That's not what the religion's about. That's not what it calls people to do. You know, and I know there are people that are going, oh, yes, it is. It is. It is this. It's that. You know what? If you get to know someone that is of the Muslim faith and really practices it rather than just is one of these Muslim extremists, then I think you understand a little bit better. The person that I know, she is one of the sweetest people that I've ever met, a kind, gentle soul, and she's the kind of person that you would just have no problem sitting across a table having a cup of coffee with or whatever. And somebody that I worked with years ago. And when we talked about this, she was, yeah, this is not the Muslim faith. You know, so I think to make that distinction is that we have to be very clear about it. Is that, you know, yeah, while it seems like most terrorists are Muslim, that does not mean all Muslims are terrorists. They are not. And I would say probably majority are not. They're just people trying to make their way in the world. So I hope we can make that distinction. It's a distinction that I really do believe in, just based on knowledge and experience in the world. And you know, and I think for a lot of people, if you know anybody of that faith and you've talked with them at any length, you would probably agree with me and say, well, no, they're decent people. All right, yeah, you know. And I think for me, you know, when I met someone of that faith and got that perspective, it was educational. And no, I am not Muslim. Don't ask that. I am not. But I think being educated and being informed in what something is, it's a good thing to do. It's a very good thing to do. Now, one thing I wanted to move on and talk about this hour, Western Michigan has banned tobacco from their campus starting in the fall. It's the fall semester. You went there, Michael.
And yes.
Semester. Okay. I assumed they were on semesters, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, they're on semesters.
Okay. All right. So fall semester, they will be banning tobacco. Basically what it means, if you smoke and you're on campus, either you better be in your car or you better be on fire. You know, now I don't think they're putting up the sarcastic signs that says, if we see you smoking, we're going to assume that you're on fire and take the necessary precautions. I don't think they're doing that, but they are posting the signs saying, you know what, it's tobacco free. They're making the efforts to get out there and do that. And you know what it's like if you've been, at, you know, particularly if buildings are no smoking, around the doors is huddled this crowd of people. They're out there again. Okay, let me get my smoke in here before I get back in there. And, yeah, you don't want to walk through that as a non-smoker. It's not fun.
Well, it's terrible to breathe in, and then your clothes would intake it, and then you'd smell like you're the one who's out there smoking.
You just kind of you see that, and you just kind of go, okay, take a breath. Okay, I better get through here. We've all done it, you know, and so they're finally doing this. they're not necessarily taking the lead on this. Colleges and universities across the country have been doing this. And, you know, they feel like this is something that's going to serve people very well there. I don't know that it's necessarily going to encourage people to not smoke, although it's going to certainly discourage doing it there on campus. You know, in your car and that's it. Yeah. Where's the smoke going to go from your car? Out the window.
Unless you don't roll down the windows, and your car will just smell terrible.
Yeah, and then you'll have a smoke-filled car, which people will immediately think you're in trouble and call the fire department.
Yeah, so. And no one's going to want to get a ride from you either.
Now, you know, I see two sides to this. Because, you know, there's two sides to everything, really. But I see two sides to this. Because you could say, well, all right, I get that. They're serving the greater good. They're serving people and deciding that, yeah, you know what? You know, as a non-smoker, I hate it. I hate walking through that cloud. And, you know, I'm glad for that. And that's a good thing. The other side of it you can see is, well, wait a minute, though. They're reaching in and telling me what I can do when and where in public. This is a public institution. So, you know, is that good as well? Now, I'd love to chat with you about it. If you'd like to talk, you could do so. As always, with any topic that we're talking about, feel free to give us a buzz here at 877-382-4280. Also, locally, you can give us a call at 382-4280. 803-73 is the number for texting, and you can share your texts with us, your insights that way. And the appropriate stuff, hey, we might actually talk about it. You never know. But you know what? I feel you on both sides of the debate. The idea that, you know, I don't want these organizations reaching out and telling me, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do the other thing. And I think it goes to a certain extent with the idea of, well, you know what, because it may get to the point where, well, you know what, in your own home, you can't do this, this, or that. Okay, in your own home, you can't murder somebody. I'm with you there, but... Okay, in your own home, you can't smoke. Well, I don't know. Ultimately, if you're going to do that in your own home, that is your business.
You should have the freedom to be able to do that on your property.
Public property, it's a little more dicey with that. Because when you're on public property, yeah, it is property that you own, quote-unquote, collectively with everybody. Because, you know, let's face it, public university, yeah, you got at least a piece of that, at least a little bit. Because it's... public. It's supported by the government, and the government is us. But on the other side of that, though, I mean, the greater good of people around you, you know, that and, you know, I can remember dealing with smoke and dealing with that. You know, I actually had a parent that smoked, and it was nothing I was ever happy about, but it happened. And, you know, fortunately, later in life, that parent that smoked quit. And we were all thankful. But you got to think about the greater good in the people around you. And that is, you know what? If my smoking is going to cause a problem for people walking in the door, then, yeah, that's probably a good idea, you know, to be able to limit that a little bit for the good of these people over here. Because, you know what? Smokers are not a majority. It may seem like it at sporting events, but... But they're not a majority. They are a definite minority. And to be able to say, you know what? Yeah, okay. Now, I don't know. Maybe there's another avenue there. I don't know. Just a thought. Maybe a spot where you say, all right, you know what? You want to smoke? This is the place you're going to do it. But if we see you throw anything on the ground... yeah, we're going to come after you, and there will be fines, and there will be all sorts of problems.
Right, and I've already seen places like that that have instituted that. Cedar Point, for instance, mm-hmm. The amusement park down in Sandusky has instituted spots where people can smoke, so, you know, people aren't just walking up and down all over smoking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, and think about this. I mean, I can remember growing up, you know, smoking was just a part of things. I can remember sitting at high school football games when I was growing up, and it was just part of the smell in the air. It was like cigarettes. Yeah, cigarette smoke. You just knew it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was somebody that sat near us that smoked, and they did that at the game, and you just kind of, okay, well, that's what it is. But as we've moved along through life, and I think this is probably a good momentum to have, is the idea that less and less people are smoking, more and more people are concerned about it. Reports on what secondhand smoke does is these are things that are a problem. That, you know, they cause problems for people and, you know, more susceptible to cancer and things like that just because you're around them. You know, I think it goes a little farther. Well, third-hand smoke. What's that? Third-hand smoke. Somebody told you someone was smoking? Well, I don't know. But, you know, I think there is some benefit to the idea of saying, all right, for the greater good, yeah, we're going to limit this. But I tend to think maybe there is a middle ground. Maybe there is a middle ground for smokers, and that is, you know what? This is the place you can do it in, right over here. And you know what? If it's outside, so be it. Yeah, in the middle of winter, it's going to be unpleasant if you're going out there. But you know what? That's what we've got. You know, right here, that's it. You know, I think I could be for that. Because I know, you know, there's smokers, and for some smokers, they've been doing it for years. They've tried to stop. They can't. It's just part of their life. And, you know, I'm not going to tell you what's good or bad for yourself. I mean, that's your business. But at the same time, I don't want to say, all right, you know what? Let's totally violate what you got going on there just because I don't want to breathe it in. Okay. How about we set up a spot right over here? Now, I don't know where that would be on the Western campus. They're probably not open to it at this point, and I would be in a clear minority advocating it. But maybe there is a spot there to say, all right, you know what? Go smoke there. That'll be fine right there. But I guess, you know, the other part of it is you'd have to find a spot that there wouldn't be normally be a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, that might be East Campus. I don't know.
They have to walk all the way across the street.
You know, walk across the street into the construction zone. Go ahead. Yeah. Hard hats required.
And then you can light up.
Then, yeah, you're fine. But you know what? There might be some explosives around there. So you know what? Don't light up. Hey, I don't know. I'm trying here. But, you know, I wonder if that's the answer to it. You know, and I lived in a town once that is absolutely smoking in public, gone. They banned it outright. They said can't smoke in any public place. Can't happen. I mean, you know, the bars and restaurants were up in arms over it, as you can imagine. But it's just what they did. And I will admit, as a citizen of that community for a time, I enjoyed being able to go places and know that, you know what, I'm not going to come out smelling like an ashtray.
Exactly.
You know, and who wants that?
I mean, yeah, there's been, you know, we have the smoke ban here in Michigan now, and you could go around to bowling alleys now and not have to worry about smelling like smoke or coming home from the bar not smelling like smoke.
Mm-hmm. Now, at the bowling alley, you might smell like bad food. I don't know. But and that's something different, you know. But, yes, it's, oh, depends. Okay.
Yeah, because I remember I used to go every Wednesday bowling, and this was before the smoking ban, coming home, and my parents would be like, have you been smoking? No. It's everyone else there that's been doing it.
You just, you know, that's what happens at the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Well, and for years it was that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think there is some wisdom in saying, all right, you know what, smoke-free, I get it. Tobacco-free, they're saying. And the whole idea of, you know, I've been around people that have done the whole, you know, put a little chew in between your cheek and gum and, you know, whatever else. And they carry around a little styrofoam cup that they spit into.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, oh, no.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Ugh, no, don't do that. No. But, you know, so tobacco-free, all right, I'm with you there. That's kind of, you know, and it's just a habit I don't understand. I get, though, that, you know, tobacco is a habit that you pick up. It's addictive, and it's something you fight hard to kick if you're trying it. You know, so I get that. And I get for a lot of people, they don't start just chewing. They start by smoking, and chewing is another way of getting off of it, supposedly. Some do, some don't. But, yeah, I get it, though. Tobacco-free might make some sense. I don't know. I can get the vibe of it. I think I can get that makes some sense. But I wonder if they did think about the idea of, you know, we'll set aside this little area over here. This is our smoking section. Yeah, granted, it's big enough for four people, but it's a smoking section. Look, we're doing what we can. I don't know. Maybe that would make everybody happy. Maybe it wouldn't. But it's a thought. Hey, I'm trying, right? .29 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Just looking at the temperature here around here, we got 83 degrees right now. And you look at your weather forecast just now, brought to you by Bronson, named one of America's 100 best hospitals for joint replacement by Health Grades. Learn more at bronsonhealth.com/ortho. Now here in just a little bit, I don't know if you've seen this. I mean, I've seen that. I've got kids, so I see this, but kids participating in sports. You know, they set up these summer leagues for things and sports and fall leagues for this, that, and the other and whatnot. And sometimes it seems like there's a desire on the part of some that, you know what, every kid's a winner. Every kid should get a trophy for participating. Some people believe that. Some people honestly think that. There are others that say, you know what, no. The classic way of doing it is the way that it really ought to be, the way it ought to be done. They say, you know what, only the kids that win should get a trophy. I want to talk about that a little bit, and we'll do that here coming up. I want to get your comments on it. So here in just a little bit, when we crank up on this, we'll let you call in at 877-382-4280 or locally, 382-4280. The funny thing about this is, it may surprise you to know that your political philosophy links up with your beliefs on this. We'll go into some details on that as we continue ahead. But what do you think? If a kid's participating in a sport, should they get a trophy for doing it? Or should they only get a trophy for winning something? We'll take your calls and your comments, and we'll continue the conversation as we continue ahead. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show, 590 WKZO. .590 WKZO, it is 83 degrees in Kalamazoo. It's nice out there. I just looked out a window. They don't let me leave.
So you have to resort to looking out the window.
I have to just kind of look out a window, and it's sneaking a glance out the window, because otherwise, that nope, get away from there. We don't want you looking out the window, you know.
You might get thoughts of jumping out the window, right?
Well, I don't know that I want to do that. I don't think I'd want to do that.
No,
I'd have to
replace
the window then. Yeah. That would be messy, you know. So who wants to do that? Well, if you've had children at all, just or if you know kids, you know that you know, the sports season, I mean, there's always some sport going on at any given time. Well, I gotta get the kids to soccer practice, you hear. You gotta, well, you know what? Basketball's going on. We've been through it at our house. Basketball, football, mainly those two. We've not been exposed to soccer yet, and at this point I feel at least relatively lucky, because I don't get the appeal of the sport. We've been through it, I know, and I've been called on it, but so we deal with it. We deal with that. And you know that in and among a lot of those sports, you got the leagues, and some of the leagues are all about, well, you know, let's make sure that the best are out there. Let's put together good teams and see what happens. And I went through that myself as a kid, played softball for a couple of years. I wasn't so good. That's why I'm not playing ball now. But nevertheless, it was an experience. And we had years where we did horribly. I mean, you know, regular season, I think we won twice. And that was it. The rest of the season was just, it was down the drain at this point. Now, unlike the Detroit Lions, we actually made the playoffs anyway because they just had this thing. All right, you know, every team makes it, and then they did a double elimination tournament. But after that, after you were eliminated, you're done. Okay, disband the team. You know what? You guys get together another time if you want, just for fun, but that's that. And they gave, because 1 year we actually had a pretty good team. We ended up in the final and the whole bit, got beat. But we ended up there anyway. And so then they handed out awards and they handed out to the champions and the runners up. But that was it. Nobody else got anything. So I've still got that award. But years later, you have kids. And now it seems like, you know, sports leagues, and not all of them, but it seems like sports leagues, they tend to go, well, you know what? Everybody's a winner. Everybody's a champion just for coming out or participating. And we don't want people to feel bad now, do we? And so everybody walks home with an award. And that's spread even further. I've got an interesting story to share with you, which I'll do here in just a second. But right now, I'm going to take a timeout for traffic. Head over to Michael.
Just got a tip in from a texter. There's a bike car accident on Stadium Drive by Oliver Street. Traffic is starting to back up. Once again, bike car accident on Stadium Drive by Oliver Street. So avoid that area if you can because traffic is starting to back up.
Okay. All right. So be aware of that. And the Stadium Drive in certain areas is not fun anyway.
No.
So Might just be good to avoid the whole thing entirely. Just my 2 cents worth. But, you know, the interesting thing was, and thankfully we've not had this experience here, but we've had the opportunity to live various places around the country. And in some of those places, this whole idea of let's give everybody a trophy, let's make everybody feel good, certificates for everybody. It even makes its way into some of the school work that happens. At the end of the year, you have these awards things that end up being an hour and a half long as you sit there as a parent and listen to every child called up there to get some sort of an award. And it's sad to see. I mean, I've got a kid who's got all sorts of hardware, and it was for basically showing up. And I remember when he got that, I was like, oh, yeah, whatever, okay, yeah. Because I think the one value that I'm trying to teach my son is, you know what? Sometimes you win. More times than that, you lose, probably. Because really, at the end of a season, there's only one winner. And everybody else goes home.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to get into any sporting type thing, you're going to win sometimes. You're going to lose sometimes. And the key is being gracious in both. A gracious loser, or you know what? It was great game, great whatever, you know. Or a gracious winner, you know what? This whole team pulled together, we did well, and you know what? Those guys, it was great to play them. They were terrific, too. You know, that's gracious in victory and defeat. And I think it does teach the idea, you say, all right, if there is a winner in things and then losers in things, you get the idea that, you know what? All right, if you win, that feels pretty good. I'm going to strive harder to get back here because it feels real good. You know, you like that. So it gives you the idea of, you know, right, let's work hard. And yes, I'm conservative and it makes sense that I would feel that. But, you know, oddly enough, polling data indicates that politically that your views line up on this, whether you think kids deserve a trophy for whatever, you know, just for participating or just winning. Here's the numbers. This latest poll said of Republicans, 66% of them want only the kids who win to receive trophies. 31% said all kids on the team. By contrast, Democrats are evenly divided, 48 and 48. I guess the rest of them just weren't sure or didn't care. I don't know. What are you asking me for? Probably something like that. But and I guess you can get that because the idea behind, and not every Republican feels this way, as well as not every Democrat feels this way, but it's the idea of, you know what? Yeah, I want somebody to be taught to work hard. I want them to have that work ethic, that strong idea of being out there and striving hard every day and doing what you can do. And you know, you talk about sports, but You know, think about those sports leagues, what they teach you. They teach you life lessons. Yeah, how many of us participated in something? And yeah, we were horrible at it, but guess what? It taught me a little something. I'll raise my hand there. I'm sure you're raising your hand as well. Yeah, I played softball. I did horribly. That's why I only did it for 3 years. After that, I was like, all right, I'm done with this. This is just dumb.
I remember playing baseball, and it was like when they did the underhand pitching first, the coaches said I was good at that, good hitting off the pitching machine. But when it came to live pitching, oh, no, couldn't hit a lick. I was like, nope, I've had enough with that.
But I'll bet you learned some good life lessons.
Oh, definitely. Never give up. Mm-hmm. And I didn't. I didn't give up the entire season.
You know, the whole idea, I mean, perseverance and things. I mean, you know, let's go back to, you know, the Rocky movies. You know, that's what we all love about it. You know, Rocky gets beat up and here he is again.
Ready
to fight again, you know. And we like that sort of thing. We learn that from sports. And if we give every kid that participates, here, have a trophy, then what are we communicating? You're great to everybody. You're exceptional. Exceptional from what? If everybody's exceptional, no one is.
Then why are you playing the game, too?
Mm-hmm. Now, I get it. There are some, and, you know, my kid has been a part of some of these leagues where it's just these, well, we're all playing to have fun, and everybody gets a chance to play, and everybody's out there, and everybody does this. Okay, well, we did that when my kid was younger, when he was just getting into things. I was like, you know what? That's a great place to go learn. Learn the game or learn the fundamentals. And we had coaches that taught fundamentals. But after that, I want him to get the idea that, you know what? This is what it feels like to win. And you know what? This is what it feels like to lose. Get the difference?
Mm-hmm.
See how fun it is to win? Yeah. And you like that.
And how it stings to lose.
Mm-hmm. You get that sense of, ugh, oh. And you think about it the rest of the day.
You really do.
And those sort of things can be so motivating. And yet we think, all right, you know, we don't want our kids to feel that way. Why not? Why can't they get the experience of failure so they know how to be able to pick themselves up and try again the next time?
Yeah, and if they don't learn it early on in life, how are they going to use that experience later in life? They're going to learn it too late of an age and, you know, whine and complain and be one of those non-gracious losers.
Well, and I think, you know, the funny thing that I've learned over the years is when you learn something, if you learn it as a kid, it's hard enough as a kid, but you understand it, you get it, you appreciate it. If you have to learn something in the school of hard knocks, and I'm talking about you didn't get this growing up, you get this when you're a full-blown adult, that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough. Not only because we as adults are all set in our ways, and yes, I am, thank you for mentioning it, but it's tough. It's just harder to put that in there and go, oh, man, without feeling that sense of injustice or whatever, you know, it's tougher to do that. That's why we need to be able to, you know, I call it what you will. There would be people that would say that's horrible, but you know what? Tough love. I think that's what we need to, that's what we owe our kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to give them in these cases. And you know what? If they feel bad about not getting a trophy because, you know, their team didn't play quite as well, you just tell them, you know what? Well, if you're good at it, you feel like you want to have another go at it, just remember that. Use it next year to motivate you. Maybe you'll be a little bit better then. Got a few minutes here until 5 o'clock, and a reminder to you, Kalamazoo's afternoon news coming up. We'll get you up on what's going on in the news, in the know, as it were, so you are aware of all the latest. We'll do that along with some commentary from Dave Ross, Todd Starnes as well, the whole cast of characters with you. You'll want to be a part of it coming up. Also, a reminder to you, if you have not yet done this, if you've been hearing us talk about Dave Ramsey swag, well, we've been giving things away pretty steadily. And you know what? This is it. This is the week for it. After that, we're done. And what that means is we've got those tickets to go see Dave Ramsey in person. He's going to be in Grand Rapids on Thursday, September 11th. We've got tickets to go see him. Now, you're saying, how, Jeremy, do I get a hold of these? I heard you just now. Well, here's how you do it. What we'd like you to do is, and what we'd like to do anyway, is be able to alert you when news is happening. And when that happens, if you text NOW to 80373, you can get our list for breaking news. So you'll know what's going on. There's the added benefit. But on top of that, we would like to allow you to go see Dave Ramsey. We've got some pairs of passes to go see him, and we're going to be giving those away before the week is out. So here's what you need to do. Text the word NOW, N-O-W. That's it, NOW. Text that to 80373 and get yourself in on this. I encourage you to do it because you know what? Now is the time to avoid a bad pun. But now is the time if you want to get in on this. So if you are into Dave Ramsey, you love his stuff, you love what he has to say, you'd like to see him in person, we got those tickets for you to be able to do it, to be able to get in on this giveaway. Text NOW to 80373. Hey, thanks for texting us just now. I could see that. Thank you for doing that. Keep them coming as you get to do that. I encourage you, do that today. Do it right now. And
they really are. They're rolling in.
They are. And if you're driving, you know what, and you're saying, I want to do this, but let me get home, pull over to the side of the road and do it, okay? Because when you get home, you're going to get busy. So do it right now. Or, you know, when you pull over somewhere, just do it real quick. Pull back out in traffic. That's simple. You'll get it done. All right, we got Tiger Baseball coming up tomorrow. We actually have it coming up tonight at 6:45, but tomorrow it's coming up. It's going to affect you because it affects the show. It's going to be a short show tomorrow, so we'll see you for a little bit tomorrow. We'll see you for a whole lot on Friday. Until then, have a good one.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger Baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.